She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
That food allergies are more common than ever, and here to talk about this and why do we have so many more allergies than our grandparents have is a wonderful Doug in Goldsby. Hi, Doug.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're good. It's great to have you on. You're the founder of All One, which is a wonderful vitamin, and let's talk about this. What is going on nowadays that makes it different from what our grandparents were eating, why our allergies are so much more on the rise?
Right. Well, I really think that the sensitivities are increasing because what we're eating now, and I say we, you know, I mean generally the population, are a lot of heavily prepared foods that are, you know, prepared to be put into a microwave, or fast foods that are, you know, prepared to kind of sit under a heat lamp. and there's a lot of additives, and there's a lot of preservatives and dyes and coloring agents and flavoring agents and that go into all to make these things so that, you know, you can prepare it 9 months before you actually eat it, and it'll have to actually have some taste. It'll taste like the picture on the box and not like the box. And I think that has a lot to do with why people are having, you know, allergic reactions and sensitivities, because this is happening so much now. And when our grandparents or great-grandparents were eating, those options didn't exist. You know, they were actually eating food that grew in the ground, and, you know, and it's a different world now.
You know, what I'm curious about is, you know, so many people have food allergies. I was recently, my friend was telling me that her son is anaphylactic to dairy. And that was, I mean, it's not, is that, I'm guessing that's not a very common one, because I've heard obviously peanuts and fish and many other different ones, but dairy as well. So do you think that, you know, allergies, because they're becoming so prevalent, is that, you know, new ones are developing and people are becoming anaphylactic to things that they weren't necessarily that allergic to in the past?
Yes, and you know, and the way that the animals are treated, you know, in the production of milk now, there's all kinds of growth hormones. I was just reading an article the other day. In fact, I was trying to find the name of this product just before we went on, and I couldn't Google it quick enough. But it, you know, they put, you know, when people are about to eat meat, you know, they go in the feedlots and they put in these chemicals that marbleize the meat so it actually looks prettier, and you know, there are various hormones and things like that, and these things are actually, they're finding that because they do it just a few weeks before the animal's actually, you know, prepared to eat, and so people are, you know, eating like sometimes 30% of this chemical is going into their bodies as well. And I just think it's kind of like, you know, we're having colony collapse with bees. I talked to a beekeeper the other day, and I said, what's up with that? And he said, well, we don't really know, because it's like there's so many different pesticides out there. It's certainly a combination of a couple of them, or two or three of them, and they can't figure out exactly what it is. And I think that's a similar situation with our food chain that we have now, is that there's so many additives and so many foods, and it's just kicking up all these reactions that people are having to, you know, people are ending up in the emergency room, and, you know, they're eating something that appeared to be just a regular good food, and I think that probably has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, I would definitely think so. I mean, here on Naturally Savvy, we're always talking about eating real food, eating organic food when you can, grass-fed meats, you know, pasture, eggs, the whole nine yards. And it makes such a difference. You know, it's really scary what they're putting in the factory farm food. I try to talk to my nine-year-old about it, about why I don't want her buying school lunches, which we always argue about, because her friends buy school lunches, so she wants to. And Andrea, I don't know if you have this issue with your kids, but it's very frustrating because it seems innocuous to them. They're like, what, it's just a piece of chicken, Mom, what's the big deal? But I know what they pump it full of, and it's just very scary.
Right, right. You know, there is, you know, because of shows like the ones you do, because of places like Whole Foods, because of just people actually making a change in their life and seeing how much better they feel, there is a move now to get away from, you know, these highly processed foods that have a lot of hollow calories and don't really have any nutritional value, and start eating real food again. You know, start buying locally. And it's slow. You know, it's like turning a big boat that's been, you know, going one way for a long time. But it is actually happening. And the more people actually do that, you know, if people just a simple thing, like if somebody wants to lose weight, if they just read every label that they, everything that they put into their body, high fructose corn syrup, they just don't eat it. Just take, don't eat that. It's going to be in your ketchups. It's going to be in your salad dressings. It's going to be all over the place. But you just don't bother eating that. And that you'll start losing weight instantly. Within a week.
Can you tell us the difference between like an allergic reaction and, let's say, an intolerance?
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
Can you tell us the difference? But let's say someone who has like an allergic response versus someone who's just intolerant to a food.
Yeah, that's kind of a little tough one to answer. I mean, some people actually do have intolerances to certain things, like the peanut allergy is something that people didn't really know that much about. You know, I mean, you find it on the airplanes when you go on all the time, and now they don't have them anymore because of that. Shellfish intolerance is another one. So there are particular, you know, intolerances to certain foods that certain people have, and oftentimes this is kind of a genetic predisposition. You know, it was in the family and that type of thing. But that's a little different than, you know, when somebody's just kind of grazing on all the processed foods and all of a sudden they have a reaction to something. That's where you don't really know, you know, what was it? Was it the certain combination of certain things? Was it a certain dye that was in the product, you know, the product, that type of thing, is more of what the type of reactions people are having now. They can't be.
So we only have a few minutes left, so I'd like to move on to genetically modified foods, because that's a big one when it comes to allergies. Can you tell us a little bit about what you know about GMOs and how they're linked to these allergies?
Well, there's really kind of basically two GMO things that they're trying to do, genetically modified foods. One of them is that they can modify a plant so you can actually spray it with Roundup and it won't die.
Okay.
You can think about that for a minute. They actually put something into the plant so that if there's an insect that actually eats it or gets close to it, that they're repelled or they actually die. And it's like a internal pesticide, if you will. And this is if you really take those two things in and realize that they're talking about that's what they want to do on a large scale in our food chain, and it is out there already, that's a reason why over 66 countries now have banned genetically modified
food. No, it's
foods.
Very scary. It's absolutely scary. And let's hope more, including Canada and the U.S., are added to that list very, very shortly. But unfortunately, we're out of time today, Doug. Very interesting information, and I appreciate you being on our show.
Hey, great. It's always great to do your show, and you guys keep up the good work.
Thank you. And if you'd like to visit Doug's website, you can visit all-one.com. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.